have a suit.
Different parts of the suit, would he have something under his coat?
Yeah, vest, coat and vest and pants.
I see. And the vest with buttons.
Yeah. White shirt.
Uh-huh.
Now they wear all colors of shirts and shirts.
Yes, that's right.
But I still think that white would be the prettiest.
Makes a man look dressed up.
No, it does.
How would he hold his pants up?
I have a belt.
So you have belts. I was wondering, did they ever wear anything over the shoulders?
Suspenders.
Suspenders. They had belts.
Button them in the back and button them in the front. Mm-hmm. Button them down to your pants. Have buttons on your pants. Button the old in them. Button them up.
Suppose a man had a new shirt and he washed it in the pot and he paddled it and all the rest. And then when he put it on, he couldn't button the... It would be a draw.
Shrink.
Would that often happen?
Yes, sir, it sure did.
I suppose it would. You'd have to have good material.
Yes, sir.
Did people make anything of the sacks that they would, the bags that they would get, say, buy something in town?
Plywood. We used to get plywood sacks. Cloth sacks, sugar and flour.
Yes. Would you make anything from the flowers?
Egg and drying rags.
Uh-huh.
Drying dishes. We used to, when they had that WPA?
Yes.
And they give all these things out in big sacks. We made bedspread out of them. They could put it and tuft them.
I see.
They're beautiful.
Did you ever hear of a croaker sack? Or?
Oh, yes.
What was that?
It made out of rough cloth and thread and woven, but it was.
So it would be too rough to use?
Yes, mighty rough. Well, they're using them now to make flowers and everything else, but then they just was rough and they just had, like they'd have potatoes and things like that in them.
Did they have paper bags?
Paper bag? Not much.
Not much. Something.
All your stuff you got like that was in cloth sacks.
I see. Did you tell me something about what you remember about Christmas when you were a girl? And how would you spend Christmas?
Well, we'd get our own Christmas tree. We'd go down the woods and get us a big cedar tree. Get a pretty shape. Nailed it to a board, try to stand up, stand over in the corner, and we'd popcorn and string pretty things. Take these little tin cans, cut out at least, make them shine, string them, hang them around that way. We done our own dressing. And I know my mother would take some of the limbs and wet them and dip them in flour, and they'd be white. Cedar had little berries on it, and they'd be white.
Oh, it'd be very, very pretty.
Well, that's why we dressed our tree. Now they buy the trees and dress them all to it. We made our own, all our things.
What would you say to, how would you greet somebody on Christmas?
Well, we'd try to get to you first. We'd have a Christmas gift.
Oh, I see.
And you had to give them some.
I see. Whoever said that first?
Whoever got to you first said, Christmas gift, well, you got to give me some.
I see. They didn't say Merry.
No, they think about something they're going to give you.
I see.
Well, they'd say Merry Christmas too, but that was the first thing.
I see. And of course, children would try to surprise somebody.
Yeah.
I see. Well, it's a nice way to do things. They don't do that anymore.
No. They don't do anything like they used to. Mm-hmm. No.